Investor lesson number 5. Are you planning to be rich or are you planning to be poor? Most people are planning to be poor, said Rich Dad. If you want to see a person's past, present, and future, just listen to his or her words. Rich Dad's lesson on the power of words was very powerful. He asked, "Have you ever heard someone say, 'It takes money to make money'?" Standing to get 2 soft drinks from the refrigerator, I replied, "Yes, I hear it all the time. Why do you ask?" Because the idea that it takes money to make money is one of the worst ideas there is, especially if a person wants more money, said Rich Dad. Handing Rich Dad his soft drink, I said, "I don't understand. You mean it doesn't take money to make money?" "No," Rich Dad smiled as he said, "it does not take money to make money. It takes words. The difference between a rich person and a poor person is that person's vocabulary. You need to learn words such as producer price index, profits, and cash flow. All a person needs to do to become richer is increase his or her financial vocabulary. And the best news is, most words are free. Investor lesson number 6. Getting rich is automatic if you have a good plan and stick to it. Years ago, Rich Dad explained to me that investing was not what most people thought it was. He said, "Investing is simply a plan, made up of formulas and strategies, a system for getting rich, almost guaranteed. So, if investing is simply a matter of following a recipe, then how come so many don't follow the same formula?" I asked. "Because following a simple plan to become rich is boring," said Rich Dad. "Human beings are quickly bored and want to find something more exciting and amusing. That is why only 3 out of 100 people become rich. They start following a plan and soon they are bored. So they stop following the plan and then they look for a magic way to get rich quick. They repeat the process of boredom, amusement, and boredom again for the rest of their lives. That is why they do not get rich. They cannot stand the boredom of following a simple, uncomplicated plan to get rich. Most people think there is some magic to getting rich through investing. Or they think that if it is not complicated, it cannot be a good plan. Trust me, when it comes to investing, simple is better than complex." Investor lesson number 7. How can you find the plan that is right for you? How do I find the plan that is right for me is a question I am often asked. My standard answer is that it comes in steps. First, take your time. Think quietly about your life up to this point. Take days to think quietly. Take weeks if you need to. Second, ask yourself in these moments of quiet, what do I want from this gift called my life? Third, don't talk to anyone else for a while, at least until you are certain you know what you think you want. Fourth, call a financial advisor. All investment plans begin with a financial plan. Finally, set realistic goals. I set a goal of becoming a multimillionaire in 5 years because it was realistic for me. It was realistic because I had my Rich Dad guiding me. Yet, even though he guided me, it did not mean I was free from making mistakes, and I made many of them. So start with realistic goals, then improve upon or add to the goals as your education and experience increase. Always remember that it is best to start by walking before you begin to run in a marathon. Investor lesson number 8. Decide now what you want to be when you grow up. In investor lesson number 1, which was the importance of choice, there were 3 financial core value choices offered. They were to be secure, to be comfortable, and to be rich. My list put getting rich at the top. Rich Dad looked at my list and said, "Okay, step 1 is to write out a financial plan to be financially secure." "What?" I asked. "I just told you I wanted to be rich. Why should I bother with a plan to be secure?" Rich Dad laughed. "Just as I thought," he said, "the world is filled with guys like you who only want to be rich. The problem is, most guys like you don't make it because you don't understand being secure or being comfortable financially." "Call my financial advisor," Rich Dad said. "I want a written financial plan for lifetime financial security." "Okay," I said. "After you have written a plan for basic financial security, find your own advisor and you write a plan on how to be financially comfortable," said Rich Dad. "You mean a long-term financial plan that is a little bit more aggressive?" I asked. "That is correct," said Rich Dad. "That is more exciting," I said. "That one I can get into." "Good," said Rich Dad. "Call me when you have that one ready." When we met again, Rich Dad asked, "So, what did you learn?" "I learned that it is not that easy to really define what it is I want for my life because today we have so many choices, and so many of them look exciting." "Very good," he said. And that is why so many people today go from job to job or from business to business, but never really get to where they want to go financially. So they often spend their most precious asset, their time, and wander through life without much of a plan. They might be happy doing what they are doing, but they really do not know what they are missing out on. Exactly, I agreed. This time, instead of just being secure, I really had to think about what I wanted to do with my life. And surprisingly, I had to explore ideas that never would have occurred to me before. Like what? Asked Rich Dad. Well, if I really wanted to be comfortable with my life, then I had to think about what I wanted to have in my life. Things like travel, fancy cars, expensive vacations, nice clothes, big houses, etc. I really had to expand my thoughts into the future and find out what I wanted for my life. And what did you find out? Asked Rich Dad. I found out that security was so easy because I was planning on being secure only. I did not know what true comfort meant. So security was easy, defining comfort was more difficult, and now I cannot wait to define what rich means and how I plan to achieve great wealth.